need more air defense. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky posted that online after what he called another massive Russian attack overnight. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
Russia targeting energy infrastructure in strikes that bring back memories of its tactics last winter. We're told two people were killed in the southern city of Kherson, and injuries are reported in several cities, including the capital, Kyiv.
President Zelensky spent 2 days at the UN calling for Russia to be punished. He's in Washington now. Next hour, he'll meet with House lawmakers, then senators, then President Biden in the afternoon.
As additional Ukraine funding becomes a flashpoint in a spending bill needed to prevent a government shutdown.
He is the best messenger for the people of Ukraine and his armed forces, clearly.
White House National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says President Biden will also announce the latest security aid package for Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Some Republicans oppose new Ukraine assistance. The Biden administration is giving nearly a half million Venezuelan migrants temporary protected status, allowing them to get legal work permits as many more Venezuelans and other migrants arrive.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's officially declaring a, quote, invasion at our border because of Biden's policies. The governor accused the Biden administration of ordering razor wire cut along the border in order to, quote, open the floodgates to illegal immigrants. Now, officials tell Fox they've had over 45,000 encounters with migrants over the last 5 days alone.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. It's day seven of the UAW strike.
The automakers warned about the ripple effects of this strike, and now we are seeing them. General Motors is officially idling a plant in Kansas. They've laid off around 2,000 workers there. Ford has laid off 600 workers at this plant in Michigan, and Stellantis is temporarily laying off about 70 employees in Ohio.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. The union warns it could expand the spike tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Former President Trump remains the frontrunner by far as he runs to win that job back in the Republican race. Two new Fox Business polls give him a big lead, surveying voters in two early contest states. Trump's at 46% in both. In South Carolina, Nikki Haley's risen up to 18% in second. Ron DeSantis third with 10. In Iowa,
former President Donald Trump leads the GOP presidential nomination race by 31 points at 46%, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 15%. While she trails at 11% support, more than doubling for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley since July, up 6%. 67% say they believe former President Trump can defeat President Joe Biden in 2024. 65% believe DeSantis can, followed by 53% who believe South Carolina Senator Tim Scott can. 46% say the economy is driving their vote, 15% prioritizing immigration, and 13% social issues. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now, the second Republican presidential debate will be on Fox Business in 6 days. Fox News Radio will be providing special coverage beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, September 27th. Go to foxnewsradio.com to listen and find out more. The manhunt continues in Indiana for the suspect in a 2021 Minnesota murder who was arrested earlier this month and mistakenly released.
Marion County Sheriff Kerry Forrestal says as they look for Kevin Mason, who was released because of a jail clerk's error, they have arrested a woman, Desiree Oliver, believed to be Mason's girlfriend. Sheriff Forrestal says they have been tracking her movement to an area where there are many hotels.
If anybody saw her check in a hotel down in that area, she might be hiding Kevin Mason down there.
Investigators say Oliver has been uncooperative. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop a second day in a row. Dow futures down almost 200 points after the Fed's decision not to raise interest rates. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign County Coroner stepping down. Dwayne Northrup is resigning from the office after nearly 20 years of service. He's decided not to run for re-election. Instead, taking a job as the facilities director for the Mohammed Seymour School District. Northrup hasn't revealed when he'll officially leave. Kent Police warning residents about a new scam targeting residents with student loans. Authorities say a local resident receiving a letter claiming to be the final notice for an opportunity to consolidate their student loans. The letter sent by a fake company to solicit banking and other personal information. Willett Airport officials pushing back against a proposal that would see operational control of the airport transferred from the University of Illinois to the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District. Trustees there introduced the idea, saying the University of Illinois isn't running the airport as a transportation service would. And they want to see Willett become the community staple they say it once was. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. It's ESPN 93.5. Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. It's Greg Solier, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Get a free assessment on your copier needs. Watts Copy System in Champaign. Call Greg Wolf. Meteorologist Greg Solier, one of my farmer friends, at 8/10 in the gauge here this morning. A little, maybe a little more than we thought.
Yeah, and we've got a little over an inch reported at Bonneville, anywhere between about an inch to a little shy of an inch and a quarter, just north and east of Bloomington Normal. Tawanda, for example, there in north central McLean County. So, yeah, that system that was pretty benign and not very well reflected on the current and observed upper air charts yesterday down to the Ozarks and on the model data as well, strengthening a little bit and more of a turn to the north and northeast. And, those dew points, those humidity values have come on up, and that's helping to fuel some of these organized rains across the area. And no complaints, please. We're still in the midst of this ongoing dryness and drought-ridden weather pattern. I'm sure we'll see some weakening and some worsening whatever improved soils we had here of late continue to fall into another drought-ridden setup across the area. And the general trend is for just that this fall season. So, yes, some harvest delays, some backyard and outdoor time delays, but mild to warm weather continues on, and rainfall too. So it's really a win-win for everyone, we think, here in the next 10 to 15 days, and there will be ample opportunities as we move back into another warmer, drier weather pattern the second half of next week. So it is what it is, with some rain across the better part of Champaign County at the current time. Reading is of 64 over at Willett and Savoy, 63 at Rantoul, and pardon me, over at Danville, up to 75 for the day today, with clouds, a little filtered sun, and some shower activity around this morning, back in for the mid to late afternoon, even in early evening thunderstorm in one or two spots, and on the overnight, a couple of more showers too, and a low down to 62 tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, warm, lesser rain chances and coverage both morning and late afternoon, with a high at 81. No change to football Saturday here, a warm kickoff high of 83 on the first day of autumn, and a partly cloudy sky. Some shower activity increases between late Sunday, Monday, Tuesday next week, maybe another half to inch worth of rain, with high temperatures in the 70s, nights near 60, back into warm, dry mode, and highs near 80 the second half of next week. Stephen, your broadcast. Greg Solier.
Well, I guess we could say over the last few years, all these doom and gloom economic reports probably haven't been right, correct? I mean, the Wall Street numbers are good. Looks like things will be okay? Question mark, exclamation mark, nervousness, etc. He's an economist, CEO of Kirk Elliott Private Advisors, Dr. Kurt Elliott. What town are you in, Kirk?
Hey, I'm in Mountain Time.
Where are you?
I'm in Denver.
6:09. Do you have coffee?
Yes. Multiple.
There you go.
Kirk Elliott in Denver, Colorado. I don't know. Are you a football fan out there? Are you a Denver Bronco fan or anything?
Yeah, I mean, good or bad, but at least we have the Buffs this year, so it is what it is.
Yeah, let's see. Russell Wilson, Sean Payton, I'm following all that. Okay, Kirk Elliott, I got to just ask. Are we headed for really hard times economically, or please say no.
I think that we are. I wish I could say no, but I don't think that I can. We're just kind of in a pickle. You know, but the Fed just met, right? So they basically paused interest rate hikes because they say they're winning this war on inflation, but yet they said we're going to raise it again, one more time this year, and it's going to be prolonged interest rate hikes. But why? You know, why do they have to raise hikes? Because they have to raise interest rates to slow down inflation. The inflation monster is still persisting, right? So you look at that, and when people in America are just pinched, right? We're just pinched, and we don't have enough money at the end of the month, and so rising interest rates are going to be worse with our debt, and rising prices are going to be worse because we can't afford anything. But you look, there's this kind of an insidious underbelly right underneath the covers that nobody's really talking about. You know, you're in the news, right? So what makes news in the banking world? Well, when a bank collapses, right, like Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, that makes the news. What doesn't make the news is when you have a branch that closes up, right? So walking down Main Street in whatever city you're in, and it's like, oh, the bank closed. That's a bummer. It's like, now what? You know, but here's where it gets worse, because since Silicon Valley Bank, the stuff that doesn't hit the news, 1,144 bank branches have closed in the last 6 months.
I haven't heard word one right about that.
Yeah. I mean, so check this out. PNC, 201 branches closed. U.S. Bank, 185. Wells Fargo, 160. JPMorgan Chase, 54. Bank of America, 49. The list goes on and on and on to 1,144. Well, let me put it in a story format. Let's say you and your spouse are having financial problems, and you're sitting at the dinner table and say, crap, we can't really make any more money unless we go get a second, third, and fourth job. So we have to cut expenses, or else we're going to file for bankruptcy, right? It's like, so you sit down, you put a pencil to it, you start seeing what you can cut. I view the same thing in the banking world. You know, when they're strapped for capital, you start closing branches to reduce your expenses because a bankruptcy is coming. See, this to me is like a leading economic indicator almost of the banking crisis, loss of liquidity. I think there's a liquidity crisis that's coming. And to amplify that, and I don't mean to be a prophet of gloom and doom or a bearer of bad news, I'm just kind of reporting how it is. You know, over the last 12 months, 51% of all banks have tightened their lending standards, it's harder for companies and individuals to get loans. Well, check this out. Commercial lending, you know, people getting loans for you know, office space or, you know, to buy a commercial office building, it's down 52% in the second quarter alone.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's brutal.
Clear indicators that we've got some issues. I know from some inside sources from several different places that the banks haven't put their pencils down completely on the loans, but it's getting close, and they want deposits. That's kind of what they want, right? They want cash.
They want cash because there's a mass exodus of money out of the banking system. So if you look at just like J.P. Morgan, $321 billion more in withdrawals, more in basically assets sold than assets purchased. There's not enough money going in. Bank of America, $534 billion. Wells Fargo, $86 billion. More coming out than what's going in. This is on their 10-Ks. Their SEC documents, their IRS documents that they have to provide. So you look at that, and it's like, man, there's more money leaving the system that's going in, which means people aren't investing, right? So there's a liquidity crisis coming all at a time when at the end of this month, we've got what? Debt ceiling talks again. They've got to raise more money. They're going to extend the debt ceiling. They always do because they don't want a government shutdown. This is at the worst possible time because last month, August 22nd through the 24th, the BRICS nations met. And then what did Putin say? Putin said, we're going to de-dollarize the world. And they added 6 of the 9 largest oil countries in the world into the BRICS nations starting January 1st, which means they just destroyed the petrodollar. We have no demand for a U.S. dollar right now. We're going to have to print our way out of it, which means what? More inflation, higher interest rates to slow down that inflation. I do think, to answer your original question, sorry, it was a long answer to your short question, but I do think that recession is still looming. It's not looming. I think it's just ugly.
Economist CEO Kirk Elliott, Private Advisors, Dr. Kurt Elliott on the Tavins Towing phone line. Last question. Now that you've given me all this, and thanks a lot, so what do I do? What does a guy do? What does a man and woman do right now?
Well, it becomes more and more difficult. There's fewer choices, but at least there are some good choices. Things that I would not do, I would not invest in the bond market because as interest rates rise, bonds come down. That also, the stock market's poised for a bigger correction than what people would expect because it's a function of revenue. We're not spending money. There's no revenue, right? So and there's not enough stimulus because our government's running out of money. So things that actually go up in times like this would be things like gold, silver. Generally, real estate goes up during times of inflation, but we have to kind of pull that one off the table too, because higher interest rates, it's harder for people to qualify for a loan, right? So that leaves tangible assets like gold and silver for a short period of time here, probably the next year and a half to few years. That was probably going to be the best thing for people to do to minimize their risk and maximize their return until things kind of shore up a little bit.
Well, if we get four more years of the ongoing policy, it's not getting better. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I would say that's an accurate statement. I mean, what grows the economy? Lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, and job creation.
Yep.
We don't have that. We've got the opposite right now.
All right, Kirk, we appreciate you. How can people find you?
Go to my website, Kirk Elliott, with two L's and two T's, PhD.com, or simply give us a call, 720-605-3900. We'd love to answer any questions that you all have.
Hey, appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for having coffee. By the way, a 217 texter just told me, I bet you're a Buffalo, Colorado Buffalo fan right now. Because, hey, who is it?
Go Coach Prime.
Who is it? Hey, nice to have you back, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Kirk Elliott in Denver. Sports headlines.
All right, let's start with our St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee won 8-2 yesterday. We've got a 12-15 game here on ESPN 93.5 today. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, the Brewers got three in the first inning on a home run by Josh Donaldson. They got another run on a home run by Tyrone Taylor. One of four runs in the ninth on a second home run by Taylor. Milwaukee won game three of the series 8-2.
Zach Thompson was a losing pitcher. He drops to 5-7 in a game that took 2 hours and 24 minutes. The Cardinals got to Hauser a little bit in the first inning, but the veteran right-hander settled down and was tough the rest of the way and picked up victory number 7.
An RBI single by Paul Goldschmidt in the first inning, and then a two-out RBI single by Richie Palacios, the only runs the Cardinals could muster against the Brewers.
And the Cardinals really have a depleted lineup. Wilson Contreras came out of the game with a sore hand. Cardinals have several guys hurt right now.
The Cardinals go with Miles Michaelis today against Wade Miley, a left-hander for Milwaukee. And we're on the air at 11:20 this morning. Ricky will have the lineups at 12:05. I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Miles Michaelis at 12:15. We hope you'll join us.
Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 13-7. They've got a 6:40 start over on US 105.9. Washington over the Chicago White Sox 13-3. We've got Florida Atlantic at 2:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, we are 13-point favorites. Florida Atlantic, 2:30 Saturday, Illinois football.
Try to win tickets when you head to Pia's tomorrow after 3.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ann vicinity, and a weak upper weather system cut off from the main steering currents poised to the south over the past couple of days has made a turn to the north and northeast in its usual trade-off this time of the year. The need for moisture versus additional time outside, but we'll take the moisture around here considering the expanding dryness-related issues. Just in the nick of time comes football Saturday, some dry time as well. A little more showery weather pattern expected for next week as well, but the mild to warm days for mid to late September continue on. Up to 75 this afternoon with some shower activity around this morning. Back in this afternoon, evening, and thunderstorm chances around as well. Otherwise, a couple of more spotty showers both early and late with a mild overnight low of 62. Tomorrow, warm day, partly sunny, lesser rain chance both in the morning and afternoon, and high up to around 81. Football Saturday, welcome to autumn, but a high of 83 at kickoff time. Light east to southeasterly wind and a partly cloudy sky. A couple of showers around for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, highs of 75 to 80. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Rochus, Greg Solgay.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Bank of England left its key interest rate unchanged today. Inflation moderated a little last month in the UK, where it has shown little improvement before now. The Federal Reserve paused interest rates yesterday, but Wall Street is slumping after the Fed suggested another increase is coming later this year and that rates will remain higher for longer. Switzerland's central bank held its key interest rate steady today, but indicated it may need to raise rates again. FedEx shares are higher. Its profit topped expectations. It raised its forecast. Starbucks is raising the dividend it pays shareholders, a sign of confidence in the business. Klaviyo shares are losing ground after the stock's better-than-expected launch yesterday. Klaviyo is a marketing automation platform that helps companies to target emails. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. All this week, I'm bringing you gripping details straight out of some of the most horrific crimes. Whether it's a murder that rocked a quiet town, a wrongful conviction, or a cold case that remains unsolved, I'm speaking to the people who lived the story for an unparalleled look at these shocking cases. Join me for a week of true crime content you won't want to miss. Subscribe at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic University on Saturday, September 23rd. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, equipment try-on, live music, tailgating, and more. Get tickets as low as $15 for Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic, Saturday, September 23rd at FightingIllini.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Capture every mood with Merle Norman's Fall Moods Color Collection. Warm and cool romance eye and cheek palettes feature four velvety eyeshadows and two blushes for creating on-trend mauve and smoky wine looks. Plus, you'll receive a free travel-size mascara with your palette. Enhance lips with the new plush lip liners in Rosewood and Merlot. Both complement four plush lipstick limited editions exclusively covered in lip marks. Fall Moods Color Collection is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
To really important news. Is Taylor Swift dating Travis Kelce?
Oh.
Tied in for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, didn't think you were going to hit that.
Oh, yeah, because I'm all about pop culture. But, okay. You know, Taylor Swift is, you know, she's resonating, obviously, across the world as the hottest pop star going. And Travis Kelce is the best tight end right now in the National Football League. So
okay.
There's that.
Well, he plays for Kansas City. Who's playing the Bears?
She's a tall woman. He's a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a power couple there.
That's right.
What do your mom and dad do? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Oh, wow. He asked his brother, who's the center for the Philadelphia Eagles, about it. And he said, I kind of let that be his thing.
Yep.
But but I think it's 100% true.
Okay.
All right, so there's your update. We don't know, except that's quite the power couple. Travis Kelce, if you've never heard of him, he's the best tight end in football right now. You know, Gronkowski for New England was probably the guy, but now it's Travis Kelce.
He's 33.
She's got to be 30-something. She's 30-something.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is 30-something. I just don't know how old. So there you go.
Right.
726. Ladies and gentlemen, a Stever. This is a potential life changer, and I've got to be very candid and honest because I try and be honest with you every day. I'm surprised by the feedback we get from the Kelce Furniture Tempur-Pedic beds. And they're not cheap. We've talked about that before. They start at $3,000, but I'm able to give $1,000 to you. And you won't get this in the world. We had to call the company to clear this, because if you see money off a Tempur-Pedic, there's about 100% chance it's a discontinued model. So if some $500, it's discontinued. So if that's fine, probably good bets. But if you want like the real deal that's still rolling and they're still making them and all that, Tempur-Pedic, I'm giving you $1,000 off a bed if you want to try it. And the response we've gotten totally surprised me because it's overwhelmingly good. And some of you that have bought Tempur-Pedic haven't heard from me. I'm probably going to reach out to you because I'd like to know how it's going. After a few months, you get to tell. We've heard Steve Palmer talk a lot about, you know, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Yeah.
So that was resonating. But we've had, these are all Stevers.
This bed, no, to me personally, it just puts me to sleep. I wake up, I'm not tired, I am rested up. It just wraps around you like a nice, tight rubber band at times.
I didn't know there was so much to know about beds when I got in. I was like, I mean, he just knew everything, and he had me lay and test them out. And at first I was going in, I'm like, I just need a mattress. I just want the mattress. And so then he starts showing me the ergo and all the other things you can do with it. And he's like, I'm like, I got to get one of these too. I'm like, I can sit up in bed when I read and all that. I'm like, this is great. And I've gotten it. And
so now what? I mean, tell me what's your impression?
Well, I've had it since May now, and I have not had a bad night of sleep.
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is amazing. We love it. We're sleeping great. It's helping Greg's shoulder. It's helping my back. Hmm. Yes.
Okay, so these are all people I've given $1,000 to. So it's pretty cool. Now, again, then you can say, well, it's really, I can't afford it. Oh, I get it. But if you think you can afford it, what's the value of a third of your life? That's a lot of, a big part.
It is.
If you don't sleep well, and here's the deal. If I select you, you'll be obligated to get down to Kelce in 7 days and try it. Doesn't mean you have to buy it. I'm encouraging you to try it, plant the seed, maybe get it later. But you don't have to, people go down there and try it and don't buy it. But a lot of people go down and try and buy it. A lot of you that are picked for this. So if you are interested in a trip to Tuscola, I like going to Tuscola. You
Me might too.
Gas for less in Douglas County.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I know.
As soon as you cross out of Champaign, I feel like it's lower.
Oh, it is. They just have lower taxes in Douglas County. So it's 217-359-2255. Text me bed if you want to be considered for my $1,000 off this bed from Tempur-Pedic. Aren't you curious? They got like soft, medium, firm. No, you can pick whatever you like. Kelce will switch it out after 30 days, no cost. If you say, I got soft, I kind of want medium. They'll do that with no charge, and most places charge for that.
Man.
So you've got it going on. If you are interested, it is an unusual offer, and nowhere in America is it being offered. The Tempur-Pedic rep from Illinois called me, wanted to do this in Chicago.
Impressive.
I said, yeah.
Right. There's a few hoops, and we need the follow-up, too, with the surveys.
It's a lot of stuff. So it's a deeper marketing program with Kelce, and I love working with Chad and Brian and all the good people.
And the people who, you know, are interested in this Stever program as far as advertisers, they love it.
No, because it's a little more tangible, but we work harder for this. Now,
right.
This is, I get on the phone, I sell beds, and then I sell carpet weavers. And then I sell Jet's Pizza.
Right, and Curtis Orchard.
Yeah,
and the list goes on and on.
But we enjoy that because we're really part of the company.
Yeah.
So 217-359-2255. Put bed on the text. You can go to GoStever.com. It's up. Ladies and gentlemen, It's Thursday. Stand by.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Russian missiles and artillery pound cities across Ukraine early Thursday, killing at least two people, trapping others under rubble. This as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington. What could force Saudi Arabia to eventually build a nuke?
The Crown Prince and Saudi Arabia has denied that it seeks to get its hands on a nuclear weapon. They do want to enrich uranium ostensibly for a nuclear power plant, which on a hair trigger could be converted into a nuclear program if Iran were to be able to secure a weapon.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The auto strike enters day 7.
More money, better benefits, shorter work hours, better life.
A union member walking the picket line in Wayne, Michigan. A strike against the big three automakers could expand tomorrow at noon if significant progress isn't made. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police investigating after a female student drugged at a fraternity party over the weekend. They say the incident considered as an aggravated assault. It was reported to them on Sunday. The student at a fraternity located at Gregory Drive in Euclid Street. One Champaign County fire official stressing the importance of fire safety after a woman barely escaped the fire that destroyed her home last week. Fire happened just outside of Urbana on High Cross Road between Curtis and Windsor Roads. It's believed the fire was caused by a hot tub. Teutopolis Junior High School, one of the 20 Illinois schools recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School this year. Federal initiative is one of the longest-running recognition programs from the Department of Education. The school motto of learn daily, live responsibly, lead respectfully, and laugh often is credited with success. It's a great theme and great for the students. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. Our weather brought to you by Carl.
It's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month in September. Talk to your provider about your health, and if you're in a higher risk factor, you can learn more at carl.org.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity, and it's the usual juggling act between outdoor work, backyard work, and field work versus the need for rain. Fall across the area, getting some of that as we speak. The first of a couple of rounds of scattered shower activity. Rain comes along into the front part of the weekend, back end of the weekend, early next week, more scattered shower potential, but the mild to warm temperature readings will continue on as well. Up to about 75 today with a lot more clouds, maybe a peak of sun and a couple of showers around both this morning and later this afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder this evening. Overnight lows down to 62 with a lingering shower or two early late and becoming warm, partly sunny as well with a shower in spot both morning and afternoon, highs up to 81 degrees. First day of Audubon football Saturday, kickoff at 83 degrees. Light east to southeast wind and a partly cloudy sky, 78. A couple of showers here for the day on Sunday. Monday, still some additional shower activity lingering into Tuesday. Daytime temperatures still well into the 70s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
It is 7:33, ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker, I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker, John Decker.
Yes, children on combines singing the theme.
John Decker.
It is John Decker. He is the White House correspondent, national correspondent, great television. With over 125 stations or whatever the count is, TVs all over America. So let me just get down to John Decker's life. When you wake up at whatever hour it is, does your brain say, okay, let's see, today is what? I'm going to the UN. I got my press pass. I mean, how do you function your day-to-day?
Well, earlier this week, boy, that was a very busy time period. I was in New York for the UN General Assembly to cover President Biden's speech there. And Tuesday in particular was a particularly busy day. That's when I got up, I think it was about 3:30 in the morning, because I had to speak to television and radio stations all morning and then watched the president's speech at 10 a.m. and then put together a package and then talked to more television stations in the late afternoon. So busy day, but those are unusual just, you know, because of the nature of that kind of assignment. Today is a day in which President Biden will meet with President Zelensky at the White House in the Oval Office. So it's going to be another busy day today here in Washington. But not every day is like that, you know, but it's been a particularly busy news cycle, I think.
Okay. So we have that meeting with Biden and Zelensky, and obviously they want more support and more money. When will this end?
Well, I mean, this is all coming at the same time in the sense that Zelensky's coming to Washington, he's meeting with Biden, he's traveling to the Capitol to meet with congressional leaders from both parties, he's going to the Pentagon, and it's coming at the same time that we're coming up upon this deadline to fund the government for the next fiscal year, and Kevin McCarthy's facing a lot of pressure. So to me, the more important meeting to pay attention to today is Zelensky's meeting with McCarthy, rather than Zelensky's meeting with Biden. Biden and Zelensky, you know, pretty much see eye to eye on everything. It's the issue of Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. He is facing a lot of pressure from about a dozen House Republicans. Not a lot, but they are a vocal minority. If you were to take a vote in the Senate as it relates to that $24 billion aid package, Stevie, I think that that aid package would pass in the Senate with, I'd say, 80 votes. Ooh. Different situation in the House, however, where you have a dozen Republicans that are adamantly opposed to it. And when you're talking about a very narrow majority that Republicans have, you know, they wield a lot of power. And that's the reason why, you know, Kevin McCarthy, you know, holds the keys to a lot of this.
Government shutdown, question mark, exclamation mark. I'm pretending I'm texting.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Oh,
I do. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to last a few weeks. I hope I'm wrong. I do. But I just don't see how McCarthy maneuvers his way through this. You know, when you have people like Matt Gaetz openly saying, if you don't support what we want, we're going to withdraw our support for you as speaker. And that's the end of the speakership for McCarthy. And he's worked his entire political career for this. Took him 15 rounds of voting just to get to the point where he's House Speaker, and I think he wants to remain House Speaker. So he's being, you know, pressured, and I think he's being pressured to the point where I think we're going to have a government shutdown.
Well, okay, and what does that mean politically? Is it bad for Republicans, or what is it?
I don't think it's good. You know, so you have a government shutdown. What does that mean? It means Social Security recipients won't receive their checks. It means veterans won't receive their benefits. You know, real life consequences here, not a good thing. Do Republicans face the blame? That's what I'm going to tell you what Mitch McConnell says. And he says, yes, they will face the blame. He's been through this before. He's been through government shutdowns before. I've covered them, you know, going all the way back to 1995 when Newt Gingrich was the House Speaker. Nothing good can come out of a government shutdown. But you know, Matt Gaetz and the others who are urging McCarthy to go down this path to feel otherwise. And, you know, Matt Gaetz right now has a lot of power. He knows it. He speaks about it often, and he wields it. So we'll see where things go. Again, I hope I'm wrong, but I do think we're heading down that road.
Okay. Well, again, people, a lot of people are really going paycheck to paycheck. And it's stressful right now. With inflation and all the things going on with banking and just food and it's just really a struggle for a lot of families that don't normally struggle or at least are at least worried and concerned, and it's bad timing, real bad.
Yeah, it's bad timing. It really is. It's all coming to a head now, and the clock was ticking at the very beginning of the year when Kevin McCarthy became speaker. He knew that the end of September was going to be a difficult time for him. Not so much of the, you know, the issue regarding Ukraine. It has to do with funding the government and trying to get all these factions within the House Republican Conference on the same page. And that is so difficult, especially when you have about two dozen House Republicans who come from districts that voted for Joe Biden for president, and they're concerned about their own reelection. That's why it's just so difficult, I think, for Kevin McCarthy to maneuver his way through all of this. Maybe he's a better politician than I think he is, but it's just going to be really difficult for him over the course of the next week and a half or so until we get to that September the 30th deadline. That's the end of the fiscal year.
It is John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Okay, so the election next year, I think, is a really, really big one, because I think under the current policies, we're struggling here in America on a lot of fronts. Griff Jenkins, our friend who's on Fox News, as you know, and your friend too, he's going down to Eagle Pass, Texas, because things are exploding on the border. There's just a lot of issues that I don't believe are going very well. And the White House tends to say, well, things are really, really good, and we're beating inflation, all these other things, but people don't feel it. And I've said before, if I have a headache and you tell me I don't, I still have a headache. I just don't understand how you can say stuff that we're not feeling.
Well, that's right. You know, and you talk about the border, the White House doesn't want to talk about that. They just prefer to, like, sweep it under the rug. They didn't, you know, President Biden didn't mention the word border at all during the course of his 3 days in New York City, including during a speech that he delivered at the United Nations. And that's problematic. You know, that's an opportunity for President Biden to at least try to give the appearance of being concerned about these issues. So you're up in New York, you know, every world leader is there. I mean, there are exceptions. I mean, you don't have Putin there, you don't have Xi there, but you have the leaders of those countries that are responsible for this mass migration into America that are there, and the president didn't meet with one of them during his time in New York, and I think that was an opportunity missed for President Biden.
All right, so you think it's still going to be Donald Trump and Joe Biden as the two candidates?
Yes, I do. Well, I do think that is going to be the case. I don't think that Joe Biden is going to succumb to various elements of pressure that he's getting to drop out of the race and pass the baton to someone else in the Democratic Party. And, you know, I see the polls. Donald Trump has the lead far and away for the Republican nomination. That being said, you know, I think that this past week, I don't know if you caught that interview that Donald Trump did on Meet the Press.
I did not see that. I saw the reference. I did not hear about it either.
Yeah. So, to me, one of the takeaways from that Meet the Press interview was the way that he responded to the questions that were posed to him regarding the issue of abortion. And I think he's opened the door to criticism from those Republicans who hope to be the Republican nominee on this particular issue. Donald Trump is trying to be very political in terms of the way he answers the abortion question. But you know this, the Republican Party is a pro-life party, and there are those competing for the Republican nomination, I think, that will take advantage of his wishy-washy answers on abortion and go after him at this next Republican debate, which is next Wednesday night in California. So I'm paying attention to that. We'll see if this changes the answers that Donald Trump gives on that particular issue, and it's an important issue for Republicans. But to me, that interview that he gave on that issue was not a good interview.
Pretty strong,
because it's opened the door.
Pretty strong resume there on the Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court, though. I don't know. Maybe I didn't hear the interview, but yeah, he was the guy that put three justices on there that eventually got. So I don't know where they're going to go that on these other issues too, because it just might be that. You know, if you don't, people think Donald Trump's the devil. I get it, but I just think that's how he's been painted. But it might be a guy we kind of need right now, where the world's kind of nervous about our guy and all that stuff. Where they're going to be concerned about what Trump's crazy and all these other things. Things are really going well till COVID with Donald Trump, in my opinion. I thought everything was pretty doggone good overall.
Yeah, I don't know if you've thought about this before or spoken about this before. If it is Donald Trump or if it is Joe Biden, regardless, it's going to be a presidency that lasts 4 years for either of them.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Donald Trump, if he wins, he's done. He can't run again. Joe Biden, if he wins, he can't run again. So it's one of those rare type of elections where you are electing a president for just 4 years potentially, and that's it. So you could even argue they're a lame duck right away as they're sworn in as president.
I just think, you know, Donald Trump's track record, it just, I know it's a long, 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 long shot. But what if he said, Robert Kennedy's my vice president? Wouldn't the left just explode? Wouldn't that just be so entertaining? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I would pay a lot of attention to what happens in New Hampshire. I speak to people in New Hampshire, that Robert Kennedy is getting a lot of attention, a lot of interest in New Hampshire. Hmm. There's an event in which all the candidates are invited, Republican and Democrat, and Joe Biden has an open invitation. And the person of all of those people that have gotten the most attendees to this particular event, it's like a barbecue type of event.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm. That tells me a lot. That tells me there's a desire for something new beyond the candidates that we're seeing already competing for their party's nomination.
It's just, for me, Robert Kennedy is certainly a Democrat, but he's the Democrat I grew up with. Those are the guys right. that you disagreed with, but you liked them, and you didn't think they're mm-hmm. absolutely off their rocker. And they'll say, well, the right of the Republicans are off their rocker. Well, the left is just, the progressive to me is really hurting America. And they're not the Democrats, like, they're not Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy's like a Democrat. And John Kennedy, I think he'd have to be a Republican today. I mean, it's crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah, well, you're right about John Kennedy maybe being a Republican today when you factor in the defense budget under John Kennedy, the tax cuts under John Kennedy. I mean, it's remarkable that, you know, that was what was considered a Democrat back then. And you know, Democrats right now, you know, are so far to the left. You know, I mean, AOC wouldn't recognize John F. Kennedy.
Not even close. John Decker, the best. He is a journalist. We don't know how he votes. I love that. Okay, so what are you doing today?
Today I'll be at the White House. I'll be there for the arrival of President Zelensky. At the White House, that's going to be in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm invited to an event by the Ukrainian ambassador in which President Zelensky is speaking at the National Archives late in the afternoon, around 5 o'clock. We'll see what comes out of that, if there's anything new. And then I'm paying attention to the remarks given by Kevin McCarthy after he meets with President Zelensky to see if his tune has changed in any way concerning supporting that aid package that has languished in Congress for quite some time. So that's my day in a nutshell, Stevie.
Crazy. Long days. There's long days, man. You gotta just post it. The John Decker day, ladies and gentlemen. you work hard and you play hard, sir.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's awesome. Listen, we really appreciate having you on, getting some insight, and keep up your great journalism because we need it. And what if the White House said, John, come here. We want you to be the new White House spokesperson. Would you do that?
No, not for either party. No, no thanks. You know, that's a tough job. I prefer doing what I do, and I have a lot of respect for the people that do that job, but I am very happy doing what I do.
Thanks
for the opportunity. Thanks for the offer.
But if you're at the podium and Corrine starts working for MSNBC, she has to ask you a question. That would be awesome. I would love that.
I would love that.
Keep up your good work. We appreciate you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Get. Thanks a lot, Stevie. I always appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show today. And you too, Diane. Thanks for always doing all that you do. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week for sure.
Betcha. John Decker on the Tabman's Toy and Phone Line, nice. Great Television's White House correspondent. Did you know Nathaniel Sun is coming up? Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Take a child outside week. Yes, it's a thing. We need to be reminded, Stevie. And it starts tomorrow with an outdoor movie at the Anita Purvis Nature Center at 6:45, and lots of great items and activities to do. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a weak upper weather system cut off from the main steering currents poised to the south over the past couple of days has made a turn to the north and northeast in its usual trade-off this time of the year. The need for moisture versus additional time outside, but we'll take the moisture around here considering the expanding dryness-related issues. Just in the nick of time comes football Saturday, some dry time as well. A little more showery weather pattern expected for next week as well, but the mild to warm days for mid to late September continue on. down. Up to 75 this afternoon with some shower activity around this morning. Back in this afternoon, evening, and thunderstorm chances around as well. Otherwise, a couple of more spotty showers both early and late with a mild overnight low of 62. Tomorrow, warm day, partly sunny, lesser rain chance both of the morning and afternoon, and high up to around 81. Football Saturday, welcome to autumn, but a high of 83 at kickoff time. Light east to southeasterly wind and a partly cloudy sky. A couple of showers around for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, highs of 75 to 80. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Yeah, on Thursdays, we call my son Nathaniel in Chicago. To make it simple, I just call him Nathaniel-san.
Mm-hmm.
Tip of the cap to the great Karate Kid.
But some of your...
Daniel-san!
Right.
Wax on, wax off.
But you do have other boys in your family, and there's...
Well, there'd be Christian-san and Benjamin-san and Gracie daughter?
Yeah.
I don't know how we do that.
Exactly.
We can feature each one of them.
We just have a feature just all day long. It's Nathaniel's son in Chicago. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you guys?
Well, we look forward to your segments because we learn stuff every single week. It's called Did You Know? And I'm anxious to hear what you got.
Well, this morning, in the past few weeks, we've gotten to talk about a few different topics, and we'll spend a couple weeks on each topic. And this morning, we'll get to kick off somewhat of a broad topic. But it's not only relevant to our lives today, but I would say a key, if not the key driver of our economy, and that is our country's financial system. Now, when I was telling Allison earlier about this concept, I could see her eyes just light up, because isn't everyone excited to talk about money and how our country's financial system works?
Yeah,
but
right.
What I hope to explain to us is actually a little bit of how it's set up and why it is relevant. Now, many of us are probably aware of the Federal Reserve. Just because we've heard that name in the headlines, and maybe even Jerome Powell, the president of the Federal Reserve, just simply from hearing his name. But did you know that the Federal Reserve is actually comprised of a few, specifically three components, one of which are 12 different reserve banks strategically located around the country? Now, these reserve banks were created as part of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And at that time, they were divided into their prevailing trade districts. Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, our Reserve Bank is located in Chicago. Now, specifically transitioning to interest rates, with the high, they've been the highest they've been since almost 2000, you might be wondering, who is it that actually decides the rates? Well, you'd be correct if you said it is the Federal Reserve. And for anyone who's paid extra attention over the past couple of days, you would know that the Federal Open Market Committee was meeting over the past 2 days, and they are the specific group that is responsible for setting national monetary policy. Now, this group is comprised of 12 members, and four of those positions are on a rotating slot, and they are represented by different presidents of each reserve bank. Now, currently, the president of the Reserve Bank of Chicago is on the Federal Open Market Committee, and why this is, relevant and important and the intent of this is each of the presidents bring forth conditions and concerns from their different districts. So, for example, something that he might say during those meetings is, in Illinois and in the broader Midwest region, we're expecting a modestly lower projected agricultural year due to the many droughts that we've had earlier this summer. Now, this committee has two different goals that are mandated by Congress, and those are keeping inflation at an annual 2% and achieving maximum employment around the country. And next week, we'll jump in a little bit more and focus, hone in on specifically interest rates, how they impact our day-to-day lives, who uses them, and what they mean. But now, hopefully, we have a little bit more of a basic understanding about the Federal Reserve and just how our country operates monetary policy.
Head honcho, 12 banks around the country. They set it. They're in charge on this committee. There's four rotating spots. Never knew any of it. And so it's a little in the weeds to really get it, but it's supposed to be our kind of backbone to the financial system?
Correct. They're supposed to direct the whole country's financial system and really everything that goes into that. So the way you can think of it is they oversee the banks, more or less. Banks are private institutions, but this Federal Reserve is kind of the law for banks.
Yep, and they're supposed to cool inflation by raising the rates and all of that, but it's... We're so in debt right now, too. I mean, there's $1 trillion in credit card debt right now. Mm-hmm. Never been there. Right. Nathaniel, it's interesting. I've just never, ever thought, but yet nice to know a little bit about the Federal Reserve and the banks. And I didn't know there were 12. Did anybody
always
know there's...
good to have a money topic.
No question. To learn a little more about how...
Well, to me, it's something I've started paying attention to this year just because it does seem to be... but again, I would argue probably the key driver for how things work, at least around our country.
Good stuff. We'll look for part two next Thursday.
Exactly.
Appreciate you, my son. Good job.
No problem, guys.
I talk soon. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Have a good one.
From Chicago, Nathaniel, son.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
The U of I Alumni Association is always looking for new members and offering great perks, such as discounts on Illini merchandise and tickets to the game. One of the greatest traditions at the U of I is Homecoming Week. There will be a 5K on Sunday, October 14th to start the Homecoming Week festivities, a parade on the evening of Friday, October 20th that will end at Grange Grove, and the big homecoming football game against Wisconsin on Saturday, October 21st. For more information on this year's homecoming events, visit homecoming.illinois.com. EDU. Go Illini.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Party at Pia's Friday before our Illini game on Saturday. Join us after 3 with prizes to sign up for, like Illini jerseys, tickets to the game. See the Bullet Woody tailgate wagon with $5 shots of Bullet Rye and Bourbon. This teardrop camper folds out on the Pia's patio for the ultimate party experience as you get the latest game details from Derek Piper and myself with our live show from 3 to 5. On the drive, Pia's 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Big Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.